if you take the word assemble and you unfold it, you'll see a very deep truth. You know, people say, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. What's the purpose of assemble? A-S-S-E-M-B-L-E. So when you go to Walmart and get you a bicycle, you have to assemble it. When you buy a table or a shelf, you have to assemble it. So what is the purpose of assembling together? All the pieces come together to build up each other. Not to talk about football and basketball, but talk about growth in the inner man, in the spiritual. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mind is spirit. Your mind is spirit. This stuff about it being ignorant, it's done. There's so much information online. There's no reason to be ignorant. If you want to be ignorant, it's because you want to be ignorant. If you're ignorant, it's because you want to be ignorant. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want to be ignorant, it's because you want to be ignorant. If you're ignorant, you want to be ignorant. It's really simple. There's just too much information. The reason people are distracted is, number one, they want to be distracted. Number two, the system has distracted them, thinking there's something else out there. And actually, if you really pay attention to the recent movies that are coming out, it's a fractal universe, and wherever you are at is where it's at. Wherever you are at is where it's at. You're not going to be happy outside yourself, somewhere else, way out there. You got to be happy right now where you're at. If you're not happy where you're at, you'll never be happy. You got to change the inside and the outside will change. You got to change the inside and the outside will change. And even if it doesn't change, you've changed, it doesn't matter. Sometimes it has to get worse on the outside before it changes. So to assemble something is what? So you take some 2x4, some sheetrock, some floor joists, ceiling joists, some shingles, some electrical, some plumbing, and foundation, some bricks, and all that, and you assemble it together. You take something and you put it together into part. Take the parts and put them together. So what is the body of Christ doing? The pieces are facing off with each other, face to face. This is everything. If you can hear what I'm getting ready to say, this is everything. The pieces of the pie face off with each other to become whole, to build the body, to build the building, the spiritual building. Your mind is spirit. Your heart is spirit. To rebuild from the ground up. You have to tear down all your preconceived ideas. You have to tear down all of what you've been taught as a child, all of what you've been taught as a culture. Your culture lies are lies. Your bloodline lies are lies. You have to reject what your bloodline taught you. Because if you don't reject it, you'll follow the same pattern. You have to go to ground zero. You have to destroy the edifice that's been built in your mind, and you have to rebuild it. You have to destroy that edifice and rebuild it from ground zero. And where do you rebuild it from? The absolute truth. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here little, there little. I don't care if it's Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, some cult, some ism. It doesn't matter what box you're in, you have to rebuild it. Because everything that you've been taught, there might be 90% truth, but you want 100% truth. There might be 95% truth, but you want 100% truth. There might be partial truth, but you want the whole truth. And the only way you're going to get the whole truth is face off with different people who have different concepts and ideas and belief systems, and you take all the puzzle pieces and you put all the puzzle pieces together, and you get the whole pie. The reason the ex-wife got mad at me because I was listening to Louis Farrakhan or I was listening to some other teacher that wasn't Christian, because she didn't know. She didn't know that I was learning what the whole world's beliefs are. Apostle Paul said, I've become all things to all men that I might win some. I know what the Wiccans believe. I know what the Gnostics believe. I know what the Jesuits believe. I know what the Freemasons believe. I know what all of them believe. And now that I've studied enough of them, there's no new game. And actually, they all lead to the same thing. You're either going to say that you're God, or you're going to say that Jesus is God. That's the end result. It goes back to Genesis 3. All you have to do is really study Genesis 3 and Genesis 4, and you see the result. Because the offspring of Adam and Eve was Cain and Abel. And what is the offspring of Adam and Eve? The red versus blue system. Cain is green, the go green crowd. Abel is red, the go red crowd. Cain is works. Abel is faith. Cain is outward show. Abel is an inward renewal. Eve dropped down into witchcraft and sorcery. Adam reached down and pulled her up, but he had to go down with the ship. He was not into deception, nevertheless. All men died in Adam. If all men died in Adam and Adam was not in the deception, then, and Eve was a piece cut off from Adam, then what was Eve? She was the flesh side of Adam. It's a type and shadow that we all have the flesh side. We all have the flesh side. And the flesh mind, which is the flesh side, has to die. Adam went down with the ship. Jesus went down with the ship, but he rose again. Adam pulled Eve up out of the miry clay. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. So your flesh mind has to go down to the grave so that the spirit mind can pull you back up. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Every time you go to sleep, you die. Every time you wake up, you rise again. Every time you chew that food, it dies. It turns over in your stomach. Then the nutrients become a part of you. The nutrients give you new life. And then you're able to flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. There's the four root words of this reality. Find something else, let me know. I could be wrong, but that's the four root words that I found. I can't find any words deeper than that. And that tells you, and it tells me, that the human is kind of dumb. There's things that's way outside of your comprehension, but those things right there are pretty much everything. Jesus went to the cross, cut and pierced. Why? To turn you around, to turn you back to God from the flesh mind. I just saw a truck beside me. It said ram tool. So when you take the truth and you ram it into somebody, eventually there's going to be a conception of some kind, and hopefully there's a birthing, a new birth. So Jesus went to the cross, the piercing, the cutting, to turn you back to God, to union you back to God. By faith, appropriate it by faith. You receive Jesus by faith because it was 2,000 years ago and it was actually the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, so it has to be faith alone. It's not works. And then when you're back in union with God, you can flow in the spirit walk, because without the spirit, you can't flow. You keep hitting roadblocks. You keep hitting a door here and a door there, and you can't open the door because you don't have the key. What is the key? K-E-Y. E-K-Y. do the anagram. EK goes back to EC. ECC, behold the man. Behold the man. Behold Jesus, the one who made a way, the path, the way, the path, the truth, the life. There's no other way. There's only one way. I'm up here. I'm at the intersection, and I see this one way sign beside me. One way. You can't go both ways. You can only go one way. The one way sign tells me I can only go one way. If I try to cross this double yellow line, I double cross myself and I have a head-on collision. I can only go one way. There's no more than just one. It's only one way. I mean, it's common sense. It's common sense. You can only go one. I can't go two directions at the same time. There's only one way. I can't go by faith alone and works. That's stupid. People say, faith is faith plus works. How can I go two different directions? It's either faith or works. There's only one way. Come on. It's time to wake up. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's insanity. You want to believe that there's a multiple ways, but there's not. And it's right in front of you. That's why when God told me, I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. And 6 months later, I said, Lord, I've been looking, but I can't find it. He said, it's right in front of you. So I looked right in front of me. Still couldn't see it. So I have compassion on people who can't see it because the Shekinah glory had to show up and show it, download it and show it to me. But I'm telling you, it's right in front of you. The whole truth's right in front of you. There's one way. Look at the street signs and think about it. You can't go different ways. You only can go one way. Period. It's the only way.